The Carnegie Conference on Strategies to Overcome Poverty and Inequality has officially drawn to a close, with South Africa's Deputy President Kgalema Motlanthe promising that government will collaborate with academics from universities, as well as NGOs and civil society, to bridge the inequality gap and begin to eradicate poverty. Motlanthe was part of the closing plenary along with Professor Jonathan Jansen from the University of the Free State, National Planning Minister Trevor Manuel, and Conference Director and Pro Vice Chancellor of the University of Cape Town, Francis Wilson. During his address, the Deputy President said, "We all share equal responsibility to build a better South Africa." He went on to say that government would continue to fight corruption in a bid to bridge the inequality gap. Motlanthe said government's new growth path has begun to initiate various interventions that will begin to assist in addressing poverty. Free State University Vice Chancellor Jonathan Jansen said educators need to focus on topics that will involve research aimed at dealing with creative ways to tackle poverty and inequality. Earlier in the day, political analyst from the University of Johannesburg, Adam Habib, pointed out that if South Africa doesn't get inequality right, then we are in serious trouble as a society, adding that service delivery strikes and the Lonmin mine massacre suggests that there is a rage building at the base of society. Habib again touched on the issue of accountability, saying that both the corporate elite and economically advantaged, and not just government, needed to be held equally accountable to help bridge the inequality gap. And finally, Conference Director and Pro Vice Chancellor of the University of Cape Town, Francis Wilson, closed the conference. He said that universities would continue to engage with government, NGOs and other relevant stakeholders in doing more focused research to combat inequality and poverty. Mansadi Sepeka reporting for AllAfrica.com in Cape Town.